Praise the Lord. And if you're already there, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you look at the screen, you're already there, right? The scripture said, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Our sermon title this morning is, God is our sufficiency. God is our sufficiency. Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. If you are depending on anything else in your life, you are shortchanging yourself and setting yourself up for disappointment. Everything in this world can and will ultimately fail. Every corporation in time will fail. Every business in time will fail. Every government in time will fail. There's only one thing in all the world that is consistent and unchanging and unshakable, and that is God. Hallelujah. I like the way Paul begins this verse. He said, God is able. That is totally unqualified and stands absolutely and completely by itself. What do you mean God is able? I mean exactly that. God is able. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through, but I know He's able. I don't know how deep your valley, but I know He's able. I don't know how difficult your situation, but I know that God is able. I don't know your need today, but I know that God is able. There is no shortness or shortcoming or deficiency in Him. God is able. No matter how hard the situation, God is able. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said God is able to do exceeding abundantly. I didn't just say abundantly. It said He's able to do exceeding abundantly. Amen. That means God's able to do things that you can't even think of. Hallelujah. I said God can do things that you can't even think about. Anybody got an imagination here today? Anybody got a real good imagination here today? God's better than that. He can do things you haven't even imagined. Things that are not even in the realm of your possibility of thinking about. He can do greater things than that because our God is able. How many believe that tonight? Then get that worried look off of your face. Get that frown off of your face. Hallelujah. Put a spring in your step. Put some steel in your backbone. Put some spring in your step. My God is able. Hallelujah. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord today. Hallelujah. Amen. God is able. You ought to go around with a little silly smile on your face all the time. People said smile makes people wonder what you're up to. Amen. But we wear a smile because we know what God's up to. Amen. What are you smiling for? Because I know God's getting ready to do some exceeding abundant things. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to take us into realms we never thought existed, never knew existed. God's going to bring down walls. God's going to bring up valleys. God's going to do exciting things. Amen. In our midst today because He's able. Why would He do that, Pastor? Because He wants to. Because He loves you. He promised that He would. Amen. God is able. Now look at this. It said God is made able to make all grace. What is grace? Well, it's not a blue-eyed blonde. He's able to make all grace. Grace is a special manifestation, a divine presence, activity, power, or glory. I just like to say it like this. Grace is divine enablement. Whatever you need, God enables you to be that. Whatever you face, God enables you to do that. If you're in a fiery furnace, God says, well, I'm going to make you fire resistant. Hallelujah. If you need to walk on water, God's going to put some buoyancy in your feet and you're going to be able to walk on water. Whatever you need to be able to do, God will enable you to do that right then. If you get cast into a den of lions, God's going to spray you with some lion, repellent, amen. All of a sudden, old Leo's going to lose his appetite. Amen. Whatever it is, our God, He will divinely enable you to do what you need to do. They tried to boil the Apostle Paul, Apostle John, and all, and they couldn't boil it. God gave them some boil resistance. I don't know how you do that, but God does. Hey, I'm telling you, God can enable you to do anything that He wants you to do. The Bible said God is able to make all grace. Look at this. Everybody say abound. See, God is a God of abundance. God doesn't do things by a halfway measure. God's not stingy. God makes things abound toward us. He doesn't do just enough, but He always does more. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. He's not interested in you getting by. He wants you to live joyfully. He wants you to live successfully. He wants you to live with anointing. He wants you to live with power. He wants you to live with purpose. See, God wants you to do things with your life. Somebody said that he lived so many years and then existed some more. God doesn't want you to exist. He wants you to live. And there's a difference. If you just live or exist from paycheck to paycheck, God wants more. If you just exist from Sunday to Sunday, God wants you to do more. God wants you to live every day. He wants you to thrive every day. He wants to put excitement and joy into your life. The Bible said He makes all grace abound toward you. Amen. Boy, if we could see that today, if we could see what God's pouring out on us, we'd be so excited. We couldn't hardly keep our feet on the ground. Amen. It'd be impossible to sit on a pew for very long if we could just see what God is causing to abound toward us today. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is causing all grace to abound toward us. Now look at this. Abound toward you always. Oh, everybody say always. Every day. Every day. You say, well, Brother Grissom, I've been having a hard time lately. Well, He's been giving you grace to get through it. Amen. Somebody said every day above ground is a good day. If you look at the top of the grass instead of the roots, you're doing all right. Amen. We got something to be thankful for. God gives us grace every day. Amen. Every day. Every day. Every day, God gives us grace. He causes all grace to abound toward you always. Here it is, having all sufficiency in all things. You know, one of the problems we have in North America is we're not satisfied with what we have. We always want more. Brother Gary Hart, your brother told me about two dogs y'all used to have. And he said one of those dogs, they'd feed both of them. And one dog would go over while the other one eating, and he would stand there and growl at him all the time, snarling, because he was eating his food. And he wouldn't eat his food because he was snarling. That, and he was afraid that one was going to get his. And he'd stand there and growl and snarl. When that dog would finish his, he'd come over and eat the other dog's food. And he'd stand there and growl at him when he ate that. Now that's silly, isn't it? But I've watched people like that. They've got blessing in their life. They've got everything that they need in their life. And yet, instead of enjoying what they have, they're looking at what somebody else has and complaining and murmuring and talking about how bad they have it when you're already abundantly blessed. But you're not enjoying what you have because you've got your eyes on what you don't have and what somebody else has. That's no way to live life. Amen. You enjoy what God sends your way. Amen. Don't worry about what you're not. Be grateful for what you are. Don't worry for what you don't have. Enjoy what you do have. And you know what? If you can learn to be happy and enjoy what you have, you may be amazed at what else God will send your way. When He learns that you can enjoy things and you can be thankful for things and you can give God praise for things, He may just send some more your direction. Amen. Said, hey, I enjoy blessing them because they enjoy my blessing. Hallelujah. But if you're already squandering and not appreciating what He's already sent, how can you expect Him to send you more? Well, that was good, Brother Grissom. I never thought of that before, but I like it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Enjoy what God has already given you. Amen. But I want you to know something. Here's what I want you to get a hold of today, is that God is your sufficiency. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I read about a little widow lady one time. She was so full of faith. She was always praising God. One day, and she had a neighbor that was an agnostic. Didn't believe in God. And she was always praising the Lord. And he heard her praising God one day. She said, Lord, I don't have any groceries in my house today, but I praise you because I know you're going to send me something. You're going to send me just what I need. You're going to take care of me. I know that you're going to take care of my needs today. You're the all-sufficient God. And he heard her praying. And he got this smart idea. He said, I'm going to go down and I'm going to buy her some groceries. And she's going to thank God. He brought groceries and put her on her porch. Amen. And a little while he heard her in there praising God. Thank you, Lord, for supplying money. Thank you for bringing me the groceries that I needed. And after a while, he come over and knocked on the door. And he said, you're telling, thanking God because He sent you groceries. He said, God didn't send you groceries. He said, I brought those groceries. And she said, thank you, Lord, for using my agnostic neighbor to bring me some groceries today. Amen. God is able to cause all grace to abound toward you. He'll even use your agnostic neighbor to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll do it. Amen. I read a story about a missionary sent in one time about a guy. He was very poor. And he was praying for a pair of shoes. He said, God, I need some shoes. I don't have any shoes. And I'd sure like to have some shoes. Well, he started home after church that night, after praying that. And when he got home, close to his little hut, he saw a light on in there that he hadn't left on. There was a candle burning that he didn't cause to burn. And he got real nervous. And about the time he got there, he saw this man come running out of his house. And he knew that a thief had broken in. He went inside the house and he started looking around. And there wasn't anything missing. But there was something added. A pair of shoes. he got there at the right time, and God somehow sent an angel or something and scared that thief plumb out of his shoes. He left his shoes behind. Amen. And God supplied the need of the man by sending a thief to do it. Amen. That's all sufficiency. God told my wife and I some years ago, he said, go to Venezuela. We said, yes, sir, we'll go. Now the next thing we need is money to get there. Amen. We couldn't afford a trip to Venezuela. A couple of days later, the police called. They said, do you have a storage room at such and such? I said, yes, sir. They said, somebody broke into it. We went down there and started looking through all that junk we had in there. Isn't it amazing what we'll rent a place to put inside junk? You look at the stuff we put in there, you think, Lord of mercy, why in the world am I paying money to keep this? But in that storage room, there was an old accordion that my wife bought and brought home just in case somebody might want to play it at the church. And a guitar that I'd had since I was 14, never learned to play. Both of those were gone. So, my brother-in-law worked for insurance, and he said, well, he said, your house insurance may give you something for that. So we called them up, and they said, well, yeah, we can't give you full value because it's not on your property, but we'll give you half what it's worth. I said, well, good. So we went to the music store to find out how much that stuff was worth, and, oh, I was all excited. That old guitar I never learned how to play. You know what that thing was worth? $700. I was all excited. I went to hunting my wife, and I said, honey, I said, you know that guitar I never learned how to play that they stole? You know what that thing was worth? $700. And she looked at me and smiled, and she said, that old accordion you never did like. I said, you know what that was worth? I said, no. She said, $5,000. I love that old accordion, by the way. Amen. From that day, I've been looking for another one. Amen. So you see, God used the thief and State Farm insurance to get us to Venezuela. Amen. God knows how to supply your need. Amen. And he will. God is our sufficiency. Now, Brother Grisham, why are you preaching this today? Because I don't know what the future is. And you don't either. Somebody said, well, Brother Grisham, I've got a good job. Oh, you may think it's good. There's a whole lot of people thought the same thing you're thinking. And it came time to retire and there wasn't any. It's all gone. You better not put your faith in that. Oh, but Brother Grisham, we've got a government that'll take care of us. Amen. Oh, yeah, we do, don't we? They're going to take care of you, all right. Amen. Amen. I'm just telling you, better not get your faith in the U.S. government or any other government for that matter. The only place you need to put your trust is in God that is able. God that is able. God is our sufficiency. Well, brother, how's he going to take care of us? I don't know. Ask Israel how you take care of 2 million people out in the middle of a desert where there's no Walmarts and there's not any Brookshire Brothers and there's not any H-E-B's and none of that. How in the world did he feed them? The Bible said he just opened up a bakery in heaven and sent down a bunch of manna in the morning. And when they got tired of that, he'd send the big old rain of quail every day. Amen. Their shoes never wore out on their feet. Clothes never wore out on their back. Amen. Our God is a God of sufficiency. When they got thirsty out in the middle of a desert, he told Moses, he said, go over to that old flinty rock and hit it with your rod, and enough water flowed out of that rock for 2 million people plus their livestock. I'm talking about a God that knows where you live and knows how to take care of you. Put your faith in Him. Put your confidence in Him. Trust in Him, and He'll never fail you. God is our sufficiency. And the church said, amen. Let's stand together today. Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him right now. God is our sufficiency. God is our sufficiency. God is our sufficiency. Amen. Whatever you need. Do you need a healer? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Johnson, is God still in the healing business today? Amen. Brother Jared, is God still in the healing business today? Amen. Hallelujah. If you'd seen these men walking just a little over a week ago, they'd have a little cane and they'd be hobbling along. Amen. But you look at them today and they can leap and they can walk and they can run and they can praise God because there's a healer and he's still in the healing business. Amen. Brother Rodney, does God still give people the Holy Ghost? Is it still good? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, God is still pouring out the Holy Ghost. God is still doing miracles. God is still providing. Amen. I'm telling you today, you serve a God that is all sufficient. Amen. God is able to cause all grace to abound toward you. Amen. That you can, you'll have all sufficiency, everything that you need. Now let me tell you something about God. When the Lord sent manna, He told Israel, He said, you get enough for today, and then there'll be some more tomorrow. Well, some of them decided, you know what? I'm going to make sure I got enough. So they got enough for today, and they just tried to hoard it all up. And God caused it to get bad. It went sour, and they made themselves sick trying to eat manna that wasn't for that day. Amen. They had a sickness called covetousness. They didn't, you know, we pray, the Lord, what did the Lord teach us? He said, give us this day enough bread for the rest of our lives. You know what He said? Well, that's what we want. He said, give us this day our daily bread. See, God's into freshness. I said, God's into freshness. He wants you to have daily bread. He don't want you to have day-old bread. Amen. You ever go to a day-old bakery? It's cheap and it's about what you pay for. It's good, but it's not as good as the fresh stuff. Amen. It's all right, but it's not as good as what you get today. I don't know about you, but I really like fresh stuff. I've eaten other stuff, but I like the fresh stuff. Amen. And so God wants us to have today's bread. He wants to provide for you something daily. Amen. And you see, it requires a little bit of faith, doesn't it? It does. If God just gives me enough for right now, then I believe He's going to. In the morning, when the need comes, there'll be some more. Praise the Lord. And if it's not there, that means He's getting ready to change the plan. That's what happened to Elijah, you know. He had this bird coming to feed him every day, and all of a sudden it didn't show up. So God said, I want you to leave here and go to Zarephath, because there's a widow that I've commanded to feed you there. So God, He always has a plan to supply, but He may change the plan sometimes. And you need to be ready to move when He does. Our God supply, He's our sufficiency. I hope somebody will get a hold of what I'm saying here today. Amen. I hope somebody will lay a hold and lay claim to this. Amen. And put this in your mind and put this in your heart. Amen. And confess this to God. Lord, You're my sufficiency. Amen. I'm not trusting anybody else. I'm not putting my confidence in anybody else. I'm going to trust You. You're going to take care of things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not through, but I've got to quit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let's get ready. Sierra, if you'll get ready here, we're going to get a robe over there and we'll get ready to baptize you here in just a minute. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Kim McLeod, would you go with her and help her get ready there in a minute? Amen. Praise the Lord. I think it'd be good if we'd just start praising God right now.